Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. This past week, I read a piece titled, The Top 10 Reasons Why Christians Should Stop Whining About a Secular Christmas, written by a pastor in Phoenix, Arizona. And number four on the list was this, quote, Jesus never went around saying, Merry Memus. While I'm sure he'd appreciate all the to-do around his birthday, he was a pretty humble guy. I think he'd blush and say, oh, you shouldn't have. I'll admit, though, I myself tend to get a bit huffy when I see signs that Christmas is becoming more about Santa Claus than Jesus. I'll give you an example. I hold dear in my heart memories of that great December classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas, from 1965. Anyone remember that? Excellent. In fact, I even remember the commercials for Almond Joy and Mounds candy bars that always seemed to air during that special. You know, the one that goes, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. The climax of the Charlie Brown Christmas special is when, in the midst of a Christmas pageant rehearsal that's devolved into utter chaos, which would never happen here at Grace Church, Charlie Brown says, I guess I don't really know what Christmas is about. Isn't there anyone who understands what Christmas is all about? Linus says he can, and proceeds to recite the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verses 8 through 14, in the King James Version, the passage that begins, And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. When Linus is finished reciting the Gospel passage from memory, he must have gone to one heck of a Sunday school, he says, That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And Charlie Brown says, Linus is right. However, in a recently published book version of the TV classic, the story cuts right from Linus saying, I can tell you what Christmas is all about, on one page, to, That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown, on the very next page, completely cutting out what it is that Christmas is all about. And that gets my hackles up, and I prefer my hackles down. But I do think this pastor out in Phoenix has a point, one which I think leads to an important question. Why is it important to celebrate Christmas? Or more generally, do we worship God because it's good for us or because it's good for God? Do we come here on this Christmas Eve because it's good for God or because it's good for us? The Bible is very clear that God and God alone is to be the focus of our worship. 2 weeks ago, we heard the prophet Isaiah tell us that we are to lift up the name of the Lord, make his deeds known among the peoples, Isaiah writes, see that they remember that his name is exalted. Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things. The prophet doesn't say why we should do that. The answer to that question cannot be because God needs our praises. An omnipotent God has no needs. It must be because worshiping God is good for us. Being here tonight is good for us. We have no evidence of Christ's birth being celebrated in the very early church, and indeed in colonial New England, the Puritans didn't celebrate Christmas at all. In fact, you can read accounts of Puritans in colonial Connecticut, for instance, looking askance at their Anglican neighbors who had the gumption to actually take the day off from work and celebrate Christ's birth with family and friends. Those cheeky Episcopalians. Certainly, Jesus never asked anyone to celebrate his birthday, but celebrate it we do. We worship God not because God needs those praises, but because doing so is good for us. Worshiping God helps us to follow the teachings and example of Jesus. But even before that, worshiping reminds us that God is very near to us, and that even if there are times when we feel lonely, we are not alone. As St. Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, the Lord is very near. Do not worry about anything. The prophet Isaiah says something very similar. It is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. Even in our darkest days, and our nation has seen some dark days these past few weeks, we hold fast to the promise of Christmas that out of darkness light will come to us, and that God will carry us through to a brighter day where perfect love will cast out all fear. So when I hear, keep Christ in Christmas, I respond, yes, by all means. And we can do just that by letting the season be one of generosity, of hope and joy and expectation, of kindness to strangers and drawing near to loved ones. I have no doubt that all of these Christmas practices gladden the heart of the one whose birth we celebrate today. And there is perhaps no better way to celebrate the birth of the Son of God than to come to the house of God, to pray for his blessing, and to thank him for those already bestowed upon us. By keeping Christmas in these ways, we remember that God is with us always, and that on that day 2,000 years ago, he was with us in the most amazing way we could ever imagine. Amen.